Track 1. This is a Macular Disease Foundation Australia newsletter vision voice for autumn 2024. You can contact MDFA at the mezzanine level of 383 Kent Street, Sydney, New South Wales 2000, by phone through our national helpline at 1-800-111-709 or by email at info@mdfoundation.com.au. Page numbers will not be read, but track numbers will be announced. The arrangement is outlined as follows. Track 1, this introductory message now playing. Track 2, Social Impact Survey 2. What did you tell us? Track 3, Update from CEO Dr. Kathy Chapman. Track 4, My Eyes, Your Vision is as important to us as it is to you. Track 5, My Eyes and Your Eye Health Professional. Track 6, Federal Pre-Budget 2024-25 Submission. Track 7, Celebration of Our Volunteer Community. Track 8, Our First South Australian Peer Support Group to Launch in April. Track 9, Healthy Choices Recipe, English Spinach and Cashew Dip. Track 10, Update on MDFA-funded research projects, shining a light on Stargardt disease. Track 11, OCT imaging. Track 12, television viewing trial. What's next for people with low vision? Track 13, Mythbusters, cataracts and AMD. Track 14, disclaimer. Hello. My name is Delini Vathanage, and I'm a Health Promotion Officer at Macular Disease Foundation Australia. If you have contacted our helpline for assistance, you may have spoken with me. Just a reminder to our listeners that MDFA is here for you on every step of your journey with macular disease. If you need support, guidance, or information, please call MDFA's national helpline on 1-800-111-709 to speak with a member of our team. A friendly voice is only a phone call away. I hope you enjoy the autumn edition of the Vision Voice newsletter. Track 2. Social Impact Survey 2. What did you tell us? Macular Disease Foundation Australia, or MDFA, is committed to understanding the impact of macular disease on the lives and health of people who live with the condition. One of the ways we do this is through our social impact research. The surveys help us identify new ways we can support you and also help inform our advocacy activities and research priorities. Our second survey, launched in 2023, focused on mental health, barriers to persisting with anti-VEGF injections, concerns about falling, and areas of advocacy you consider MDFA should act on. Almost 2,000 people living with macular disease participated in our survey. An amazing response. When it comes to anti-VEGF eye injections, 3% of people with neovascular AMD said they were not having injections, even though they were recommended. About 10% of people said the reason for not having injections was because of the cost of treatment. Unsurprisingly, the costs associated with anti-VEGF injections were consistently named as an area of advocacy by respondents. The injections are far too expensive, but I always find the money because my eyesight is so very important to me, stated one survey participant. Macular disease and the loss of vision can carry a high emotional burden and affect quality of life. It can also affect those around you. More than 10% of people told us they had been diagnosed with a mental well-being problem, with 1 in 5 people receiving support for their mental well-being. So, what else did you tell us? In our recent social impact survey, we were very happy to hear that more than 70% of our respondents rated our Vision Voice newsletter as good or excellent. We hope this edition is no exception. Falls. Falls are a common problem for people living with vision loss. Unsurprisingly, there was a strong link between a high level of concern about falling and people who had fallen in the previous 12 months, with 1 in 2 people who were very concerned about falling reporting a fall in the previous 12 months. The good news is many falls are preventable, and we can provide you with information and tips on how to minimize your risk of falls. Nutritional supplements. When we asked about nutritional supplements, almost 80% of people reported that they take one, with 2% unsure whether to take them. Some supplements might be good for your macular health, depending on your AMD diagnosis. We have a free fact sheet on supplements that you can order or download from our website. An eye-healthy diet is important in reducing the risk of age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, which could also slow the progression of AMD. You can hear about our new evidence-based nutrition guidance for people with AMD in this issue. Using an AMSLA grid. Our study also found that 30% of people said they rarely use an AMSLA grid. An AMSLA grid is a very simple, low-cost way for you to monitor changes in your vision between visits to your eye health professional. Early detection is key in preventing vision loss, so it's important to use an AMSLA grid every week and to check each eye separately. You can order one for free on the MDFA website or by calling 1-800-111-709. Low vision aids. When it comes to using low vision aids, 70% of people told us they believe that low vision aids and or assistive technologies are beneficial. Using aids and technology can help you maintain independence and quality of life. The key is working out which ones are the best for your needs. Some people told us that they didn't know how to use them or where to get them. MDFA doesn't sell low vision aids, but we can point you in the right direction. You might also be interested in Track 12, which highlights new TV watching devices. These survey findings reinforced the need for comprehensive, supportive, and holistic care for people living with macular disease, especially considering the number of people experiencing mental health issues and lowered quality of life. The insights we have obtained through the social impact surveys have now informed our new support service called My Eyes, which you'll hear more about on Track 4. Track 3. Update from CEO Dr. Kathy Chapman. We have an exciting year ahead of us with the launch of new programs co-designed by by leading health experts and people living with macular disease. As you'll hear in this edition of Vision Voice, the new My Eyes service offering is the first macular disease support service aimed at enhancing health outcomes by providing education, resources, and emotional support, leading to better adherence to treatment plans, improved self-management, and increased overall well-being. If you have a macular disease diagnosis, I urge you to join the My Eyes service. Like all our support services, My Eyes is free of charge and available to you no matter where you live. Following an extensive piece of research, we will be updating our nutritional guidelines in May as part of our Macular Month awareness campaign. The research undertaken was a systematic review of published studies examining the links between age-related macular degeneration and dietary patterns, foods and nutritional supplements. For those of you who have ordered or downloaded a macular menu from our website, we will be publishing a new menu pack detailing fabulous new recipes which are in line with these updated guidelines. You might even see one or two celebrity chefs in the next macular menu, including a special recipe from our patron, Ita Buttress. MDFA has been fortunate to receive government funding, and we're working hard for this to continue, although we do also rely on community members to continue to generously support us. Thank you to everyone who gave so generously in our Christmas appeal. Track 4. My Eyes, Your Vision is as important to us as it is to you. MDFA is piloting the first long-term support service for all Australians living with age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. The service, called My Eyes, will be formally launching in May 2024, but we are currently working with some early registrants to test the content and the processes ahead of this time. Why My Eyes? We conducted research with people living with AMD and health professionals. It showed people were receiving high-quality care in the clinical setting, but there was an opportunity for MDFA to step in and provide more support and guidance in between visits with healthcare professionals. Another key learning from the research was that a person's needs and experiences when living with AMD change over time. So there was a role for MDFA to provide different support at different times over a longer period. My Eyes has been designed to provide tailored and personalized support to individuals with AMD at various stages of their journey. So what exactly is My Eyes? My Eyes is an opt-in service for people living with any form of AMD. In time, we will expand the scope to include diabetic eye disease and other retinal eye conditions. The service starts off with a phone call from one of our experienced team to hear about your condition and answer any of your immediate questions. You'll then receive a welcome pack in the post, customized to your condition, vision, and whether you're receiving eye injections as treatment. We'll include a handy folder to store the information we send you. Our team will call you about 4 weeks later to check in and hear how you're going. We'll also ask some questions to further customize your My Eyes experience. After the call, we'll dispatch your next pack of tailored content by mail or email, whatever your preference is. The information provided in the My Eyes service includes videos and we cater to those who prefer alternatives to written information. We'll continue to make contact around once a month with information and check-in calls on topics designed to support you to live well with macular disease. We reassess your MyEyes pathway every 6 months to see whether you need any changes, or you can let us know sooner if you need something different. And of course, if you decide MyEyes is not for you, you can stop at any time. We are proud and excited to be launching the first service for all Australians with AMD and to be sharing this with you, our community, in advance of the launch in May. MyEyes is a free, confidential and personalised service offered by Macular Disease Foundation Australia, the leading macular disease experts. Head to www.mdfoundation.com.au/MyEyes or call Macular Disease Foundation Australia on 1-800-111-709 for more information. Track 5. MyEyes and your eye health professional. Leading up to the launch in May, MDFA is working closely with optometrists, ophthalmologists and orthoptists to ensure they are well informed about the MyEyes service. These healthcare professionals play a pivotal role in connecting their patients with the MyEyes service, extending support beyond the clinic setting. A national awareness-raising campaign is set to launch in May 2024 to coincide with Macular Month. The campaign will encourage healthcare professionals to integrate MyEyes into their patient care practices, providing individuals with AMD access to additional support beyond the clinic. MyEyes provides a variety of resources and guidance, including educational materials, lifestyle recommendations, and opportunities for community engagement. As the MyEyes launch approaches, we encourage our community living with an AMD diagnosis to engage in discussions about the service with their eye health professional. Track 6. Federal Pre-Budget 2024-25 Submission. MDFA recently submitted our recommendations for consideration in the Federal Budget 2024-25. Preparing submissions like this is part of our advocacy efforts to shine a light on what actions the Australian government can take to reduce the impact of macular disease. The main focus in our pre-budget submission was improving access to bulk bill treatment for people with macular disease. MDFA hears frequently from our community about the challenges of affording sight-saving treatment, and we have again highlighted this to the government. Our recommendations include: number one, establishing a Medicare program to reduce the cost of eye injections for pensioner concession card holders. Number two, a national audit of public eye injection services. Number three, funding support to refresh our Check My Macula tool to raise awareness of risks to detect macular disease early. Number four, ongoing funding support to assist MDFA to provide education to eye health professionals. And number five, ensuring sufficient funding for low vision aids and technologies in the Aged Care Support at Home program. Track 7. Celebration of our volunteer community. The 2023 Annual General Meeting End of Year event was a celebration of our volunteer community. Guests were treated to two remarkable guest speakers, including our patron Ita Buttress, ACOBE, and MDFA-funded researcher Professor Justine Smith, AM. The role volunteers play in supporting our community has expanded significantly over the past 2 years and allows us to meet the growing needs in the community. This expansion is not only in the types of roles undertaken by volunteers, but also geographically to help the foundation be a much more national organisation. The number of volunteers has increased threefold, and we now have volunteers represented in New South Wales, ACT, Victoria, Queensland, South Australia, and Western Australia. Our volunteer roles have also diversified to reflect new programs and unmet needs for the community. These roles include data analysis, project management, writing, design, psychology, legislation policy, and foreign language. Ita Buttress has volunteered her time as patron of MDFA for 16 years. As she noted in her address, volunteering is crucial in Australia. It fosters a sense of community, social cohesion, and empathy. Supporting people living with macular disease through volunteering is vital as it enhances their quality of life and independence. Programs such as Peer Support and iConnect facilitates access to information, treatments, and emotional support, helping individuals cope with challenges posed by vision impairment. Empathy and understanding promote a more inclusive society, fostering dignity and resilience among those affected, said Ita. Professor Justine Smith, who received funding from the MDFA Research Grant Program in 2021, provided an update on her research with a presentation titled Towards a Cytokine Blocker-Based Treatment for Macular Edema. Professor Smith holds the position of Matthew Finder's Distinguished Professor at the College of Medicine and Public Health at Flinders University. Justine is an ophthalmologist and has been president of the Association for Research in Vision and Ophthalmology, which is the largest global society for eye and vision research. Justine was awarded Member AM in the General Division in the 2023 King's Birthday Honours, and her dedication to breakthrough research is matched by her commitment to the macular disease community. Professor Smith's research is breaking new ground and will lead to potential new treatment options. Track 8, our first South Australian peer support group to launch in April. Connecting with other people who are going through similar health experiences can improve how you manage your own condition. Over the past years, we have expanded our peer support groups across Australia, and we are now launching our first group in Adelaide in April. These free support groups are for people living with AMD. We aim to bring together people living with macular disease so they know that they are not alone. They're intended to complement, not replace, care from your eye health professional or formal counselling. Groups meet face-to-face and online and cover discussion topics like understanding your AMD, eating well with AMD, navigating life with AMD, and what's new in research, treatments, and low vision devices. The people in this program all have the same problem. We're able to talk about how things are going for us and also share helpful tips that might help each other. It's valuable just being able to talk freely with people in the same situation, says a peer support member. The Adelaide Peer Support Meeting will be held at the City of Adelaide Library in early April. Each meeting will last approximately 90 minutes, or as agreed to between the facilitator and the participants. Peer groups are limited to 10 participants and usually run twice a month or as the group decides. If you're interested in joining this group or recommending another location, please contact us at 1-800-111-709 or email us at education@mdfoundation.com.au. Track 9. Healthy Choices Recipe. Today's recipe is English spinach and cashew dip. Prep time is 10 minutes and cook time is 1 minute. This recipe makes 1.5 cups. Ingredients: 1 bunch English spinach trimmed, approximately 150 grams trimmed leaves, 1 cup roasted cashews, 1 tablespoon tahini, 1/3 cup lemon juice, 1 garlic clove crushed, 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil and extra for drizzling, 2 tablespoons water, and fresh vegetable sticks, grissini or crackers to serve. Step 1. Wash spinach in cold water. Heat up a fry pan. Add a dash of olive oil and spinach. Cover and cook for 1 minute or until just wilted. Step 2. Place spinach, cashews, tahini, lemon juice, garlic, oil, and water into a food processor. Process until smooth. Season with salt and pepper to taste. Step 3. Spoon dip into a serving bowl. Drizzle with extra virgin olive oil and serve with fresh vegetable sticks, grissini, or crackers. This dip is a great snack which is good for your eyes and your body. Spinach is rich in an antioxidant called lutein, which is important for eye health. Spinach is also rich in vitamin C, E, beta-carotene, which converts to vitamin A in the body, niacin, also known as B3, folate, vitamin B6, plus its magnesium and potassium make it one of the most valuable vegetables. Spinach is high in iron and it is best eaten with foods rich in vitamin C to help our bodies absorb the iron. Spinach is an excellent source of dietary fiber, which keeps our bowels functioning normally. Track 10. Update on MDFA-funded research projects, shining a light on Stargardt disease. One of MDFA's key objectives is to support research into macular disease. MDFA's Research Grants Program is the largest non-government source of research grant funding for macular disease in Australia. Listen about 2 MDFA-funded research projects working towards treatment for Stargardt disease and identifying who is at risk of late-stage AMD. Shining a light on Stargardt disease. Stargardt disease is a form of macular disease caused by more than 1,000 mutations or changes in the ABCA4 gene, affecting 1 in 10,000 people, often in childhood. It causes irreversible vision loss. Ophthalmologist and 2017 MDFA Research Grant recipient, Associate Professor Fred Chen, has been working to find treatments and establish guidelines for the management of people with Stargardt disease. MDFA funding allowed Associate Professor Chen to study Stargardt disease in more than 100 patients in his clinic at the Lion's Eye Institute. The findings from his research and collaborations with the Australian Inherited Retinal Diseases Registry, Genetic Services of Western Australia, and Murdoch University has established a management plan for assessing and diagnosing Stargardt disease. People suspected of having the condition now receive genetic testing and counselling support. Following Associate Professor Chen's project, Lion's Eye Institute was chosen as a clinical trial site for Stargardt disease in Australia, testing a new treatment that may prevent progression. The trial is ongoing with updates due at the end of the year. My one wish as an ophthalmologist and researcher in macular disease is that one day I can tell my patients who are affected by whatever form of macular degeneration that we have the treatment to prevent them from going blind or to restore their vision, says Associate Professor Fred Chen. Track 11, OCT imaging. A second research project is the OCT imaging to identify people at risk. Researcher Associate Professor Ji Chao Wu from the Centre for Eye Research Australia is investigating new imaging techniques to identify people at risk of progressing to sight-threatening late AMD. Late AMD includes the type neovascular or wet and atrophic or dry. Predicting who will progress is challenging, and delays in detecting progression can lead to irreversible vision loss. Associate Professor Wu was awarded a 2019 MDFA research grant to identify high-risk individuals to improve their vision outcomes. Associate Professor Wu says optical coherence tomography, or OCT, shows promise as a powerful tool for identifying someone's likelihood of developing late AMD. OCT imaging shows the back of the eye three-dimensionally, with each image holding information about the retina that is currently not understood. Associate Professor Wu's team analysed OCT images looking for new predictive signs in people who progressed to late AMD. They found one of the strongest predictors was degeneration of the light-sensitive cells in the retina. Associate Professor Wu is using these findings to contribute to guidelines for optometrists on managing AMD. His research is ongoing, examining how newer imaging techniques and artificial intelligence can further improve predictions of those at risk of late AMD. Track 12. Television viewing trial. What's next for people with low vision? MDFA and Quantum Reading Learning Vision, or RLV, recently co-hosted a feedback session for people living with low vision. The aim was to trial low vision technologies to help people with macular disease have a better experience watching television. We often hear that people with macular disease struggle to watch TV, so the purpose of the session was to see if people with central vision loss can benefit from alternative television viewing technology. Quantum RLV is a leading supplier of assistive technology for people with low vision and has identified some new approaches that could be of great assistance, which were trialled with members of our community in this session. We were motivated to host this session because of the interesting findings about low vision aids in our recent social impact survey, as heard in Track 2, which highlighted the need to help people learn about different aids and vision assistance technology. A survey found that while 6 in 10 people with fair to very poor vision use low vision aids and technologies when needed, there is still a high proportion who don't use them. About 1 in 10 people who could benefit from them have never even tried a low vision aid or technology because of reasons of complexity, access, or cost. During the television viewing trial, we were struck by the value of promoting some practical and free steps that can make viewing TV much better. Of the 3 people who tested out the range of devices, a simple iPad or tablet gave the best viewing experience. Some practical tips to improve your TV viewing experience. Get up close. Move a comfortable chair up close to the TV rather than sitting too far away. The trial participants were all surprised the effect this simple change had on viewing the TV screen. Consider using an iPad or tablet and remember to wear your reading glasses if you have them. Although this means watching catch-up TV rather than live programs. Quantum RLV have a range of devices that may assist people to watch TV better, including headset devices such as the Vision Buddy, the Max TV glasses, and the Cloverbook Pro, which is a portable electronic magnifier. The phone number for Quantum RLV is 1-300-883-853. Or you can find them online at www.quantumrlv.com.au. Overall, the results of this session showcased how MDFA and Quantum RLV can support our community with detailed information about different low vision services, as well as helping people to navigate through the range of devices available. By calling our helpline on 1-800-111-709, we can also explain how you may be able to access government initiatives such as My Age Care for financial assistance. Track 13, Mythbusters, Cataracts and AMD. Many people call our helpline and ask questions about cataracts and age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Here are a couple of questions we often receive. Will cataract surgery cause my AMD to worsen? Some studies and anecdotal reports suggest that cataract surgery may accelerate the progression of AMD. However, most major studies have shown no link. On balance, cataract surgery does not appear to contribute to worsening of AMD. Can I have cataract surgery at any time while receiving injections for wet AMD? It may be considered appropriate to delay cataract surgery until any new blood vessel formation and leakage from wet AMD has stabilized. This will be determined by your ophthalmologist. Just a reminder that by joining My Eyes, you will receive ongoing advice and guidance that will help you understand your disease and bust any myths you've heard. Track 14. Disclaimer. MDFA does not accept liability for out-of-date, misinterpreted, or incorrect information. This information is a summary only, and further information is available from MDFA. Mention of treatments and companies in this update does not constitute endorsement by MDFA. Finally, just a reminder that MDFA is here for you on every step of your macular disease journey. you can contact MDFA at mezzanine level, 383 Kent Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000. By phone, to our national helpline at 1-800-111-709, or by email at info@mdfoundation.com.au. Thank you for listening to the Macular Disease Foundation Australia's autumn edition of Vision Voice. We look forward to providing you with more news and important health updates throughout the year. Goodbye for now.